Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Matthew Johnson has been NewsRound's favourite presenter for years. Matthew, is it true that we aren't going to see you for some time?
Yes, I'm going to have to say goodbye for a year. I enjoy what I do here, but I've always wanted to be a foreign correspondent. So when I was offered a job abroad, I decided to take the chance. But I promise I'll be back.
That's good news. Working for NewsRound, you've been travelling a lot. Is there any story you remember in particular?
There's a festival called Tomatina. A few tons of tomatoes are brought into the centre of a Spanish village, and the people throw them at each other. I went there with our cameraman to report the event. I walked down the main street towards a crowd of people. It was really hot. At some point I took off my T-shirt, and suddenly somebody grabbed it and ran off with it. And then people started throwing tomatoes at me. After a few minutes, I was covered in tomato juice and tourists were taking pictures of me. But it was worth it. The report we made there was really great.
What would you like to tell our viewers before you leave?
Thank you for all your kind messages. NewsRound will be run by Becky for a while, but she's looking for somebody to take over. If you think you're the right person, contact her. And wish me luck abroad.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Matthew Johnson has been NewsRound's favourite presenter for years. Matthew, is it true that we aren't going to see you for some time?
Yes, I'm going to have to say goodbye for a year. I enjoy what I do here, but I've always wanted to be a foreign correspondent. So when I was offered a job abroad, I decided to take the chance. But I promise I'll be back.
That's good news. Working for NewsRound, you've been travelling a lot. Is there any story you remember in particular?
There's a festival called Tomatina. A few tons of tomatoes are brought into the centre of a Spanish village, and the people throw them at each other. I went there with our cameraman to report the event. I walked down the main street towards a crowd of people. It was really hot. At some point I took off my T-shirt, and suddenly somebody grabbed it and ran off with it. And then people started throwing tomatoes at me. After a few minutes, I was covered in tomato juice and tourists were taking pictures of me. But it was worth it. The report we made there was really great.
What would you like to tell our viewers before you leave?
Thank you for all your kind messages. NewsRound will be run by Becky for a while, but she's looking for somebody to take over. If you think you're the right person, contact her. And wish me luck abroad.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. Hello, I was listening to your discussion and decided to join in. I bought a camera at an internet auction a few months ago. It's small and doesn't look professional, but the photo quality is amazing. I have my own food blog, so I take several photos every day. And last month, one of my photos won a competition for the yummiest looking dessert. I think it shows you can take great photos with a camera that doesn't cost thousands. Two.
And now some news from Denmark. David Miller, a professional photographer, has won the main prize for his photograph of a waterfall taken at one of Canada's national parks. Why is it extraordinary? Well, while he was taking snapshots of the waterfall from a cliff, he slipped and fell down into a cave. David was lucky to survive the fall. His camera was not damaged, so he decided to take some pictures of the waterfall from this unexpected location. You can see the amazing result on his website.
3. To celebrate the new edition of Nigella Lawson's classic cookbooks, we are offering you the chance to win signed copies of her best-selling title, Nigella Express. All you need to do is send us a photograph of your favourite dish prepared using Nigella's recipe. The winner will be chosen by a panel of judges, all professional photographers. You have only 10 days to send your snapshot, so hurry up. Just make a dish or dessert, take a photo, and click the Contribute button on our website. Start cooking now. 4.
I was walking back home yesterday and suddenly I noticed an intriguing photo outside the local gallery, so I decided to go in. The photographs on show were enormous and had wonderful colours. The collection of photos presented people from different cultures having meals. You can't imagine the variety of food the pictures showed. I didn't even know what some of the things were called, but I really felt like tasting them. That's the power of great photography.
1.
Hello, I was listening to your discussion and decided to join in. I bought a camera at an internet auction a few months ago. It's small and doesn't look professional, but the photo quality is amazing. I have my own food blog, so I take several photos every day. And last month, one of my photos won a competition for the yummiest looking dessert. I think it shows you can take great photos with a camera that doesn't cost thousands.
2.
And now some news from Denmark. David Miller, a professional photographer, has won the main prize for his photograph of a waterfall taken at one of Canada's national parks. Why is it extraordinary? Well, while he was taking snapshots of the waterfall from a cliff, he slipped and fell down into a cave. David was lucky to survive the fall. His camera was not damaged, so he decided to take some pictures of the waterfall from this unexpected location. You can see the amazing result on his website.
3. To celebrate the new edition of Nigella Lawson's classic cookbooks, we are offering you the chance to win signed copies of her best-selling title, Nigella Express. All you need to do is send us a photograph of your favourite dish prepared using Nigella's recipe. The winner will be chosen by a panel of judges, all professional photographers. You have only 10 days to send your snapshot, so hurry up. Just make a dish or dessert, take a photo, and click the Contribute button on our website. Start cooking now. Four.
I was walking back home yesterday and suddenly I noticed an intriguing photo outside the local gallery, so I decided to go in. The photographs on show were enormous and had wonderful colours. The collection of photos presented people from different cultures having meals. You can't imagine the variety of food the pictures showed. I didn't even know what some of the things were called, but I really felt like tasting them. That's the power of great photography.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. And after the commercial break, Sarah Jenkins will have the pleasure of talking to one of the most famous athletes, Usain Bolt. He's going to tell her what it felt like to win an Olympic gold and hear crowds cheering at the stadium. After the talk, our listeners are welcome to call our studio to ask our guest a question. Stay tuned for Sarah's interview.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And after the commercial break, Sarah Jenkins will have the pleasure of talking to one of the most famous athletes, Usain Bolt. He's going to tell her what it felt like to win an Olympic gold and hear crowds cheering at the stadium. After the talk, our listeners are welcome to call our studio to ask our guest a question. Stay tuned for Sarah's interview. Two.
Mark, I'm going to the seaside for the summer, and I need to lose a couple of pounds. I hope you can help me. You know so much about healthy diets and lifestyle.
Well, the first thing you should do is to stay away from sweets.
I don't think it will work. I like them too much. I think I won't manage to give them up completely.
It might be enough if you do some sports regularly. How about jogging? Let's say 2 hours every morning in the park across the street. Seems ideal.
I don't really like jogging alone, but there's a fitness club 2 blocks from my house. I think I might try working out there for an hour every morning.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mark, I'm going to the seaside for the summer, and I need to lose a couple of pounds. I hope you can help me. You know so much about healthy diets and lifestyle.
Well, the first thing you should do is to stay away from sweets.
I don't think it will work. I like them too much. I think I won't manage to give them up completely.
It might be enough if you do some sports regularly. How about jogging? Let's say 2 hours every morning in the park across the street. Seems ideal.
I don't really like jogging alone, but there's a fitness club 2 blocks from my house. I think I might try working out there for an hour every morning.
3.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, the takeoff was smooth, and now we are on our way to London. The weather looks good, and we're expecting to land about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. You can now start using your personal electronic devices, including laptops and MP3 players, but you will have to turn them off before landing. Remember that smoking is prohibited. Thank you for choosing our airline.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, the takeoff was smooth, and now we are on our way to London. The weather looks good, and we're expecting to land about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. You can now start using your personal electronic devices, including laptops and MP3 players, but you will have to turn them off before landing. Remember that smoking is prohibited. Thank you for choosing our airline.
Four. Yesterday, my friends and I started talking about birthdays because it turned out that two of us were born on the same day. Then I said, one of the Olsen twins has the same birthday as me, but I can't remember which one it is. My friends looked at one another and burst out laughing. I didn't understand why, but then one of them said, they are twins. They both have the same birthday as you. I felt really silly.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Yesterday, my friends and I started talking about birthdays because it turned out that two of us were born on the same day. Then I said, one of the Olsen twins has the same birthday as me, but I can't remember which one it is. My friends looked at one another and burst out laughing. I didn't understand why, but then one of them said, they are twins. They both have the same birthday as you. I felt really silly. Five.
The last news item today is about Riders for Health. It's a charity that repairs motorcycles, which are later used in African countries. Many African people die because they live far from hospitals. Doctors and nurses often have problems reaching sick people, but motorcycles can go where cars and buses can't. And when the medical staff get to the villages, they also bring with them the necessary medicines. Visit www.riders.org for more information.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The last news item today is about Riders for Health. It's a charity that repairs motorcycles, which are later used in African countries. Many African people die because they live far from hospitals. Doctors and nurses often have problems reaching sick people, but motorcycles can go where cars and buses can't. And when the medical staff get to the villages, they also bring with them the necessary medicines. Visit www.riders.org for more information.
Six.
Hello, GSM Helpline. How can I help you?
I bought a new mobile phone and I have a problem.
What's the matter? Doesn't it work properly?
No, everything's fine. But when the package was delivered yesterday evening and I opened the box, I saw that there weren't any earphones inside. I'm sure they should be included.
Oh, I see. Sorry for that. I'll make sure you get them as soon as possible.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, GSM Helpline. How can I help you?
I bought a new mobile phone and I have a problem.
What's the matter? Doesn't it work properly?
No, everything's fine. But when the package was delivered yesterday evening and I opened the box, I saw that there weren't any earphones inside. I'm sure they should be included.
Oh, I see. Sorry for that. I'll make sure you get them as soon as possible.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.